Figuring out exactly what kind of company Yahoo is these days is another kind of challenge, but one answer to that question is Yahoo is worth about $4.8 billion. That's what Verizon is paying for its core businesses and brand. If you follow Yahoo, you know it is a part of the original Silicon Valley lore of nerds and techies taking over the world. And that coalition of nerds and techies were outraged when Microsoft tried to buy Yahoo back in 2008, and so they told Microsoft to get lost. It was just a $50 billion deal. Right. Turning down $50 billion cash at the beginning of the 08 recession was just the beginning of some questionable decisions, and finally, CEO Marissa Mayer was forced to accept a bid less than a tenth the value of that offer less than 10 years ago. Michelle Quinn is the Silicon Valley columnist for the Mercury News. For her, the sale to Verizon means a bittersweet farewell to the company she's written about for more than two decades.
It was such an innovator and just couldn't pull the trigger on becoming the next thing. A lot of parts of what we like about online, or a lot of us use, Google, Facebook, Twitter, in many ways, Yahoo was there first. People were introduced to the internet and the World Wide Web because of Yahoo. So this is something that's long been coming. They've had a series of CEOs, and Marissa Mayer was maybe the best hope, and it didn't work.
And it didn't work because it's just the moment has passed for Yahoo. Or, I mean, in the beginning, Yahoo was just, here's a list of cool stuff you should check out on the web, as opposed to the impenetrable search engines that would give you just all kinds of things that you just didn't have the time to even figure out.
And then they added on from that. They actually did amazing. They added on sports, fantasy sports, mail, weather, finance, also groups. It became a media company, and they became this thing called a portal. It almost sounds like science fiction, but a portal into this other world. And Yahoo was your page to do that. And they innovated, they bought companies, and they put together this company that was pretty interesting. Then Google came along and did search better. Facebook came along and has certainly done social networking better. So they kind of lost their mojo. They still make money. And they may still have been a leader if the other giants didn't come along and show how big this market was. They look bad in comparison.
What is it about the early days of the Valley that Yahoo kind of typified?
It is amazing what happened, which was it was about hardware and software, but not about the internet. You know, we had Netscape in 93, 94, and then Yahoo appeared 94, 95. And showed the world kind of how to start communicating. So it became a really, instead of Silicon Valley, Communications Valley. And Yahoo was right at the beginning of it and remained independent for 20-some years. I think there was a critical moment when Microsoft offered, in a hostile bid, $45 billion to buy the company. And I think that was 2007. It felt like then it was the evil Microsoft empire trying to come and take this precious, quirky, whimsical, wonderful Silicon Valley creation. And then the company decided to go it alone, and people were very, very happy. And of course, it was probably a terrible decision. As we know, this week, Verizon offered $4.5 or $4.8
billion.
So that was a tenth of what Microsoft offered.
What was it like in the offices of Yahoo in the old days?
I remember going there in 94, 95, and this is when there wasn't even really an internet. So you went there to find out what they were doing, what they saw. They were young, kind of goofy, enthusiastic. The office was really colorful. You know, and I think that also we take it for granted now, but that kind of whimsical, even its logo and it's the marketing around Yahoo is classic Silicon Valley. But that was pretty fresh way back then. But I do think it's worth taking time to just remember that this company was one of the greats and that it showed us the World Wide Web. And, you know, we kind of owe it to remember it and give it credit for that time.
That's for sure. Michelle Quinn is Silicon Valley columnist for the Mercury News. Thank you so much, Michelle.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.